It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Since we're right in the middle of a winter season that won't let many of us spend time in the garden, I thought we might use the next few weeks to learn a bit about the state trees that grow in the High Plains Public Radio domain. We'll begin today's show with a combination history and spelling lesson as we investigate the state tree of New Mexico, the pinyon pine. Officially declared the state tree in 1948, the name of this drought-hardy native can be spelled P-I-N-Y-O-N, P-I-N-I-O-N, or P-I-N-O-N. But any way you spell it, and whether you add the Spanish pronunciation of piñón, which means nut pine, the tree can be a dandy addition to your landscape, especially if you're trying your hand at a low-water, low-maintenance layout. Pinyons are relatively small evergreens, growing to a maximum of around 20 feet in height and width, and thriving on 9 to 15 inches of annual precipitation once established. The first 2 years after planting, they'll require additional moisture in order to develop a good root system. But after that, they actually do best with little additional watering, unless, of course, they're thrown into a repeated drought situation. We have several pinyons planted at our place, and they are some of our favorite trees. Full, dark green, and bushy, they provide resting and nesting places for a variety of birds, including the pinyon jay and Clark's nutcracker. After reaching maturity, the trees generously give up the delicious pine nuts that are produced from their dark brown, rose-shaped cones, and the small, round seeds are enjoyed by a variety of wildlife. These pine nuts are a valued crop in the Four Corners area of Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah, where they are gathered, roasted, and sold as treats at many roadside stops and in local markets. Pinyon firewood is also valued for its hot fires and aroma. Though pinyon forests are not primary lumber providers, a look at the history of the tree reveals that pinyons were used by the earliest agriculture settlements to form plowshares of the extremely hard wood that proved an adequate tool for breaking through the prairie sod. The trees are found throughout the southwestern intermountain forests of the U.S. and currently grow in abundance in the national parks of Grand Canyon and Bryce Canyon. However, the threat of climate change, and in particular global warming, has begun to take a toll on the number of pinyons grown and producing viable seeds in the wild. If you'd like to consider adding a pinyon pine or two to a xeriscape planting, place them in hot, dry locations, preferably on higher slopes with full sun, rather than low spots that might collect too much water. If the tree is to be a part of a grassy area, be sure it's a drought-tolerant lawn of buffalo or blue grama, not a water-demanding landscape that may make your pinyon branches grow long and leggy and sparsely needled. And don't count on harvesting pine nuts for many years to come, and then only if you have planted several trees to provide the pollination needed for seed development. If you opt for a single tree, you'll eventually get pine cones, but the nuts inside will be hollow shells. It's best to buy pinyons, as well as all plants, from an established and reputable nursery that can give you a background on the tree and some tips on successful planting and growing. Otherwise, your prized pinyon may have been ripped from the wild without permission and without the precautions in digging, wrapping, and transporting that are necessary for successful transplanting. For a look at one of our larger pinyons that started life at a nursery in the Oklahoma Panhandle and joined us as a young Christmas tree about 30 years or so ago, you can go to our website at hppr.org.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.